time ago, in a story so old, there was a beauty and a beast, or so I've been told. They were these two strangers, two lonely souls, but it's not what you think, no, here's how it goes. Let's start with the beast. He was ugly and scary, pathetic and poor and horribly hairy. The outside was rough, but once he smiled, you could see that he had a heart of gold inside. The beast loved the beauty, this pretty little thing. She was the fairest of them all, and she could dance and sing. But unlike the beast, whose love shined the best, she loved herself, never cared for the rest. Oh, la belle, la bête, quelle tragédie. Elle est comme le jour, il est comme la nuit. Il est amoureuse, elle ne se soucie pas. Vont-ils mourir tout seul? On verra. One day the beast found the beauty perfection, sitting by the lake making love to her reflection. The beast then decided that it was the time to tell the pretty beauty of his feelings inside. He stepped out from the shades with a flower in hand, said bravely, "My lady, the fairest in this land. I might not be a prince, but my heart beats for you." Oh, the beauty just laughed, so cold, so cruel. "You smelly old fat hairy pig," she said, "you thought I could love you, I'd rather be dead." Still laughing, she turned and danced to her home, leaving the beast heartbroken and all alone. Oh, la belle, la bête, quelle tragédie. Elle est comme le jour, il est comme la nuit. Il est amoureuse, elle ne se soucie pas. Vont-ils mourir tout seul? On verra. While the beauty lives all by herself still today, the beast learned his lesson and changed his ways. He found that true beauty cannot be seen, and that things are most likely not what they seem.